Today, a middle schooler described me as sad but funny. For the last time, fruit is not a dessert. Please understand this. Do better. Why are movies so long? Can't they just get over themselves? Like, I have things to do. Come on. Like 85% of the time I'm disappointed in tomatoes. Arbor eat 'em? I hardly know 'em. Welcome to Tweet Victory, : Thread Winner, with your hosts at Annie Berg Flames and at CWC Radio.
Welcome to Tweet Victory, : Thread Winner. I am at CWC Radio and I am joined as always by...
at Annie Berg Flames with a Z. I almost forgot. I just had a malfunction.
Annie, we pulled our famous move of doing like a big episode where we're celebrating like a milestone, and then we proceeded to not put out an episode the next week, leaving people to think our thousands of listeners to wonder, was that the end? But it's not the end. We are back.
We are here. Better than ever.
I think so.
Better together.
So. For sure. Should we look at the thread of the week?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So this is a visual thread, a little video clip. So it says, me exiting the classroom at the end of each day. And we have this really fantastic TikTok video of a bear in a zoo, I presume.
Yeah, I think so. Or like a sanctuary. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's people like walking around, it feels like a zoo, but either way, coming out of hibernation, like coming out of his den, looking extremely, bedheady. But like if your whole body was bedhead, and then he does this, like the way a dog coming out of the water, like shakes off the water, he does a shake like that. And there's just like fur that kind of flies off.
Yeah.
And this bear looks the color is very white. It's like probably like kind of tannish bear.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah.
I saw that and I thought, this looks like me when I wake up. Cause like, I think the hair is like short enough that it kind of looks like my hair right now.
Sure.
And then like, it really easily gets askew, especially if I'm like stressed and pulling out my hair, which I sometimes do. And so at school, by the end of the day, I feel like I do actually look quite a bit like this bear.
Yeah, which is funny because presumably after school, you're on your way towards hibernation, not coming out of hibernation. But no, the look is right.
The look is right. But here's the thing.
So are humans just inverted bears? Is that what we're learning?
I think at least I am, right? But I'm like, so I'm somebody who is like so introverted, and you're introverted too,
mm-hmm.
right? But like, there's this thing. Okay, so I feel like I've talked on this podcast before about like chorea and blood types.
Yes, you have. Yes.
Okay. So that like it's a conversation starter, or had been for like many decades, of like, what's your blood type? Because your blood type can tell you something about who you are. And like, so what blood type are you, Sam?
I am O positive.
That's right. You're O positive. So you're kind of like a special one. The same with me. I'm AB negative. So wait, are you the universal? You're the universal donor. I'm the universal recipient. That's right.
Yeah.
So you
wow.
Give
so we're like exact opposite blood types. That's really interesting.
Yep. You're generous and I'm selfish. But
you're also rare and I'm common. I have the most common blood type.
And so that, like, I think that premise came from, like, if you're blood A and you're blood B, then, like, a blood, someone with A type blood is, like, a little more, almost like a analytical, where a B type is a little more like fluid. And so then if you're AB, you're just chaotic because you're always like at war within yourself of like over your identity. So like the blood type you don't want to be is the blood type that I am. And then, I don't even know. I feel like O was just thrown in as like, this doesn't really match the...
Well, because it's everybody else. O is everybody else. Like that's really, like literally I have the most common blood type and you have the least common blood type.
Do you have a percentage?
So yes, so the rarest blood type is AB negative, which you said you are. So 1% of the donor population in the US is that.
Okay.
So let me try to figure out O positive. So yeah, keep talking. Let me look this up.
So there was that blood type thing. And then they shifted away to MBTI. Have we talked about MBTI?
Yes. Well, no, I think in the same conversation. Now, I'm starting to think this was a not on the air conversation. I will say I do have the percentage for you. 38% of the population has O positive blood, making it the most common blood type.
Wow. So most common, least common in one podcast.
Yeah, that's everybody wondered what the secret to this podcast is. And it turns out it's blood types. You need to get the most rare and the most common blood types and see how they mix.
Korea's onto something.
And what's interesting about how they mix is that if you received my blood, you would be, well, you wouldn't be okay because of the positive part. I think that would be a problem. And if I received yours, I think I would die, right?
Yes, you're right. Lethal. We're a lethal combination.
That shows how what I just said shows how little I know about biology, because I don't think anything I just said is true.
I bought it, so that's maybe even worse. So when we talked about MBTI before, did I make you take the test?
No, but I have taken the test many times.
Do you know your personality?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you know your personality? Don't tell me.
Yes, I know my personality.
Do you know the letters?
Yes.
I'm going to guess it. I'm really good at guessing it, because the thing that changed in Korea in the last decade, it shifted. I mean, I don't know how much the blood type conversation was more like a traditional thing versus a modern thing, but in the last decade, more and more students have been taking the MBTI personality test. Now, in the US, I think we've kind of like moved out of that and into other personality tests like Enneagram. But in Korea, MBTI is king. And you ask any of my students, like any of them, what their personality is, and they will give you the four letters. They always know. At least they will know if they're I or E, extrovert or introvert. But usually they know all four, and they like know each other's, their friends and things. I think personality tests are like 50% stupid, but also 50% helpful. Like, I think there is a part of it that like, it's kind of cool to know what the other person is, because then I can be like, all right, I understand why Sam made that decision. And that decision is not about me or anyone else. It's just like who Sam is. And like, that's just how he's going to approach that decision. You know what I mean? Like, it kind of helps like understand the individual a little bit better. Like,
can I tell you how much I agree to a degree? I'm also going to slam them. So I know why we talked about this before. This is what we did for my family's Thanksgiving conversation. We had everybody take the Myers-Briggs test and then use that as a way to get into conversations. So I think personality tests like this are interesting, but the thing that amazes me are the people who get their results and are flabbergasted by them, are floored by them. Like, I think you should be able to look at the categories and be like, well, I'm probably one of these two or three. You shouldn't need to take the test. If you do, then if you do need to take the test to figure it out, it's like, you should do some more self-reflection, I think. You know, Socrates said the unexamined life is not worth living. And I think he was right on that. You need to examine your life a little more if you're shocked by this. But I do find them very fun to talk about. I particularly love people who debate, like who are, and then here's the only one that gets debated. Nobody debates the other three letters. So many people debate the first letter. There are people who are so clearly extroverted who like insist that they are introverts. And it's like, that is the sign that they're extroverted, because it's like, you don't even understand what an introvert is like.
Yeah.
Like, and vice versa, people who are, there's fewer introverts who claim to be extroverted. There's plenty of extroverts who claim to be introverted. I think it's because we tend to think of an extrovert as like a party person, which maybe feels a little more shallow and vapid. It's not, it's absolutely not. But I think we have a stereotype about that. And the stereotype about the introvert is that they are thoughtful. So it's like, well, I'm a thoughtful person. Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm a thoughtful person, so I should be an introvert. I have to be an introvert. It's not what it is. There are plenty of introverts, and there may be two of them on this podcast who are not particularly intellectual or interesting or
Maybe
thoughtful.
don't know a ton about blood and how
Yeah,
that works.
exactly. Just because you don't talk, I think people who don't talk, we tend to think, oh, that must be a wise person because they don't talk. It might just be because they're afraid.
Yes, fully. I think that is for me. But yeah, that's, dude, that is the bear. The bear coming out of hibernation is me coming out of class feeling introverted. And I just want everyone to know who thinks that they're an introvert, like talking as somebody who's like always tested 90% introvert, like at the end of the day, all I want to do is just lay down in the dark. Like that's all I can't, like it's like a sensory overload of like I have been talking with people too much all day, or students have been talking at me too much all day. And like it's nothing about humans. Humans are great, but I cannot. I have no more energy, no more like ability to take in any of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm curious if you have this feeling because I am a like I test in the 95 to 99% introvert. Like,
Sure.
I feel like there is a certain number of words, and it's not like I really mean there's a word count, but there's a certain number of words I have in like let's say a week, and once I hit that total, like it's like my energy drains. Like a battery that has been ruined, so it can't hold the charge anymore. It's like you can plug me in, and like I'll look fully charged, and then the second you unplug it, it's like why am I at 20% all of a sudden? Once I hit, so I can tell weeks where I have to teach a lot more than I normally do, or when I have a lot more meetings, that I will be like, I will hit Wednesday and be like, I actually feel like I have no energy left. Like I've spent every little piece of myself in that way.
Now, here's the thing that makes me a worse introvert than you in a way. I feel like not maybe not more introverted, but a worse type of introvert is that it's not that I have a word count that I reach. It's that other people have a word count that I reach. So I'm like, the more people talk to me, the more exhausted I am. And I don't know why. It could be because I'm trying to like interact in a social space and I get anxious about it. And then I'm trying to listen, but I'm really bad at listening, as this podcast probably shows. And like, I have to like block out all the stimuli around me. And you know what I mean? Like, there's probably a million reasons why it's that way. But I feel like other people have word counts, like collectively.
Do you have a moment in your life that's like the a moment where you came to really realize how introverted you were or how unintroverted the other people around you were? Because I have one that I can think of. I will tell this story while you think about it if that would help.
Yeah, you know what? I think for me, it's just been a slow path of discovery. So I'm curious,
So
what
I
was your moment?
remember, I mean, I before this happened, I knew I was an introvert, but I was a senior in high school. And I was in an ethics class. I went to a Catholic school, so a lot of our like religion classes were kind of ethics-based classes. And the teacher asked us to write down, like, we were supposed to like project our future, you know? And it was like you're supposed to write down what your dreams are, what you most want out of life. And now I'm gonna fully acknowledge this story makes me look good, and I'm gonna acknowledge that because I think my answer was right. But everybody wrote their answer down, and then we went around and you had to say what your answers were. And I was one of the last people because as it kind of snaked around the classroom, you know, and everybody was talking about like, you know, you had your people who talked about family, but you had a lot of people who talked about like the kind of car they wanted or this or this or, you know, and what I wrote down. As a
No.
17-year-old was time to think. That's
Oh.
what I wanted. And I look back now, you know, almost 30 years later, and I think, oh, I wrote down the right answer. Like, I don't remember what my teacher's response was. I remember what my classmates were like, ooh, Mr. Philosopher. Like, I got a lot of like, you know, took a lot of crap for that. But I'm like, oh, actually, that was like, you can have your Ferrari or whatever you want. It's like, I can have time to think, like I think I'm happiest.
That's why you are a monk. Like, you're just a
That's right.
monk. Fully. That's where you should be. That's what you should lean into. Based on that, I'm gonna guess your personality because
Okay.
I'm getting pretty
The
good.
first one's tough. The first letter's tough.
The first one that we spent 20 minutes on, my students will like ask me to guess for them, and I've been getting pretty good. So I think you're an I versus E, extrovert versus introvert. You're a very I. S and N, do you remember the difference?
Sensing and intuitive, right?
Basically, an N is a visionary person. They come up with the big ideas, and then the S is the person that's like, okay, that's great, but if you want to do that, you have to do this and this and this. And there's all these steps that you need to do to get to that point. So, like when you have a pairing of those in a workspace, that's great. You need that pairing. I think that you are an S. Are you an S?
I'm not an S.
You're an N?
I'm an N.
Are you very N?
No. I for some of these I'm kind of in between, but again, Annie, I just said the thing I most want in life is time to think. Like that's kind of an N. It's a little bit N too.
That's true, because an N is also like, in my estimation, an N is like a romantic a little bit too, and I see that for you too. Even like the way that you talk about movies and like you're, yeah, I could see. Okay, I see it. I'm mad at myself for not seeing it, but that's okay. So I N, your N, T or F for me is hard. I think you could be either. Are you one really strong? Okay, I
These
think.
last two are I will say this for the last two. There is definitely a type that I tend to be, but I will regularly, depending on what I most recently did before I took the test, it will flip it. Like if I'm
Sure.
doing something for like for the last letter, the is it
The
P or
P or the
J?
J.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like if I did something that was very like regimented, I will tend to come out as a T, or
Yeah.
excuse me, tend to come out as a J.
A J.
Yeah, but other times, if I'm not so close to an event like that, I will come out differently. So like, but I do have one that I tend to that I tend to be more than the other.
Okay, I think, oh man, T and F is hard. I'm gonna come back to that. Actually, no, we're gonna do it now. I think you're more of an F.
An F, yes.
All right, nice. I just feel like a monk could be a T or an F. Like, I think that all the other ones are like pretty rigid, but like a monk is gonna be an F or T. It doesn't matter. So you, that means like it's like you make decisions based on your feelings and your heart, or based on your thoughts and your mind, like generally. So you're more apt to make a choice based on like the vibe or how you're feeling in the moment. Okay, me too. I'm very F. I'm like 95% F, which is probably not surprising. I never use my head. And then the last one is J or P, and that one is like how you make decisions, especially like future decisions. So you're mentioning like a J is somebody who is very organized and likes structure and like has no problems committing to something in the future because they have a plan to like reach that commitment. Where a P person is somebody who is more like fluid in their schedule. They don't love to have commitments because they'd rather be a little bit more open. They also sometimes struggle with organization, maybe even to the point of like not completing tasks or being surprised by tasks. And they tend to be like go with the flow kind of people. I am very P. Not that I'm go with the flow because that makes me sound relaxed, but I am just unorganized. You, I think you lean J.
I do, yeah.
So you're an INFJ. Do you know your last letter, A or T?
Can you remind me what they were? Because I just
Okay.
did this test, and if you let me know, then I can probably tell you.
Okay. I'm INFP, so we're really close, but we're different on the organization bit and the decision-making bit. A and T is the last one. A is like, I think it stands for assertive, maybe. And then T is turbulent. Based on those two words, which one do you think I am 98%?
You're a T.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
Turbulent fits me. So an A is like somebody who basically, it's like what's done is done. Who I am is who I am. And they're pretty confident in, at least, like, look, this is my personality. I'm not going to apologize for it. Like, this is how I am. I'm an introvert. I am an N. I am an F. like, I don't need to sit around and worry about that. Where a T person is going to like obsessively be anxious. It's basically just anxiety disorder, but it's just like a T is somebody who constantly second guesses what they said, what they did. They're always looking back at their previous like decisions. They're the kind of person that's going to wake up at like 2 a.m. and remember something they said in fifth grade and then not be able to fall back asleep for like 4 hours. Am I speaking from personal experience? Yes. Yes, I am. So I'm like 90 some percent T. I feel like you're A.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't remember exactly, but I do know this. For everything other than I am pretty fluid. Like again, it
Okay.
depends on what most recently happened to me when I take the test.
Yeah.
I think both of those descriptions fit me at certain times. So it depends on when you catch me. The one thing that never changes is the introvert. Like, I think I basically have had almost all of the, I mean, the IN is pretty tough, pretty strong, but like the other two letters and then the last letter, I think I can bounce between them because I don't think I am exactly one of those. I think I'm soft when it comes to the second half of that.
That's fair. Yeah, I think that's how Mike is too. Wagner Funk's dad for the listeners. Yeah, maybe that's your O type shining through. Maybe there's a
That's right.
combination of the blood and the MBTI and whatever future personality test. I just become obsessed with this because I think it's really fun.
I kind of love it. Yeah. No,
Right?
and here's the thing. This circles back to introvert. Do you know why this was our Thanksgiving conversation?
Because you needed to have something, right?
Because I wanted to go into this, so it was my family, so it was my brother and my parents, and then my wife and my kids. And I was like, well, let's have a structure, a little bit of a structure of a conversation, because like I don't know what we'll talk about otherwise. So I was like, well, this will be fun, and it was really fun. So I also am somebody. This is the other. We should just do an introverts podcast, is what we should do. The other thing that I
Yes.
will often do is I will script conversations because it's like I don't
Oh.
really know how this is going to go. So if I go to meet with somebody, I'll think about like what are like three questions I could ask them.
Oh.
So then I feel like, well, I have those to fall back on if I don't have something else to say. I have like the yeah. So like or I do a lot of meetings with students as part of my job, doing kind of counseling stuff. And I will, before I meet with the student, I will think through. And now this is also just like doing your job well, I hope, is like I will prepare, but be like, all right, well, here's the four things I'm going to ask them. And it's in part just to get them to talk because I need to hear them. And I'm not a gifted conversationalist, so.
Yeah, no, same. For me, I'm like, it I can pull a would you rather out of nowhere in a second. I mean, that's how I start a lot of my classes, but also, or like a man, if you were a holiday drink, what would you be? You know, whatever stupid question just to like get people talking and avoid the lull in conversation, which is my greatest fear in life. So I think you and I, maybe we should give people point some scripts. Maybe sometime we upload, is that the word? Some of like or like we take a picture of our conversation. Like, do you actually write out?
No, I do it in my head. I don't,
Okay. It'd be
yeah.
really cute if you wrote it out. That'd be adorable.
That would also make me a maniac, though. I think like that would be real strange to. No, but that's not true because I do write agendas for things. An agenda really is just that. So, and I will do that for an individual meeting with somebody. Sometimes I'll be like, well, here's the questions that I want to, but I won't do the like, you know, I sometimes do the com like, as I say, I don't do the conversation things, but like sometimes I do. So, you know, yeah.
So I think you just start writing agendas for your conversations.
Okay. I will
And
do
then you
that.
come back, you post them, or you send them to me and I post them since you don't really have a presence on SNS. And then we'll talk about it.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Because what we really need to do is, although I was going to say we need to help introverts. It's like, for one thing, I don't know that they need our help. And for another thing, I don't know that they need our help. I don't know that we're probably the people who should be seeking advice.
Yeah, no, that's
Yeah.
accurate.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is as good a time as any to wrap this up. I hope you've enjoyed our dive into introversion. You know, what you really want to hear are two introverts trying to talk fast on a podcast, because we're going to be so tired when this is done. But hopefully, if you enjoy what you're listening to, you should follow at Annie Bergflames on Threads. You should subscribe to the Channel 3900 Podcast Network. Lots of great stuff. Video store is rolling strong. You should email us, channel3900@gmail.com. We'd love to hear what your Myers-Briggs results are. Annie can then, you know, interpret that. I think maybe this should be like what we do for a podcast, is we just have somebody, a stranger, come on, and you get like a certain amount of time. You get like 3 minutes to talk to them, and then have to assess them.
I guess, yeah. Or I guess it, and then they tell me if I'm right.
Yeah, we have this them take the dream. Test ahead of time, and then I reveal like how correct you are or not.
I have no idea if this could be a job. I would love to do it as a job.
Well, you know, I think the job has already been outsourced to a test.
Okay, true. Dang it, the robots, they got us again.
Even before there were robots, it was outsourced to something like a robot. So, because it really is just math at a certain point. So that is all the time that we have, but we will be back next week with another episode of Tweet Victory : Thread Winner.
Wow, Sam, that was so T of you.
Follow us at Annie Berg Flames on Threads and or Annie _Berglund on Twitter.